Tonight's Shir Siman Reish I involve Sif Gimel Dalad and Hey. Sif Gimel. Im Oimer Adam La'avdo O L'Shiv Chaso. If a person tells his servant or maidservant, these are non-Jews, Leilech Imo, come with him, to go together. V'hedliku Haner. And they light a lamp. Af al pi shegam heim tzrichim lo, even though the eved or the shivcha, the servant or maidservant, they need the light too. Ein ze letzarcha ein a Yehudi. We don't consider this as if they do it for themselves. Kivan sheikir hahalicha b'shul yisol, because they're going because their master, the yid, is taking them. The Amor says, "Umutur loyim la ein Yehudi leilech imo li tolner deluk kavar." Now it is permitted to tell a non-Jew to go with him to move a lamp that's already burning. Because all he's doing is moving a lit lamp. He's not lighting a lamp. If a person tells a servant or maidservant who are not Jewish to go with him and they light a lamp, dafka naka, it's specific to this case where he goes with them. Avla mishalcham bishlichu so, sheyechu ba'atzmam. But let's say he sends his servant or maidservant to go by themselves. V'edlikus haner l'har l'hem, and they go ahead and light a lamp to light the way. Ein zem mikri litzarko. That's not called the need of the yid. Afshe ikur halichasam hu b'shilo, even though they're only going because he sent them. Kivan she'ein gufo nene me haner be'es ha'aloka, since the Jew is not benefiting from the lamp when it's lit. U'mutur achakach li'yisur l'shtamish etz l'haner. And then it will be permitted for the yid to use the light of that lamp later, because ultimately the lamp was lit for the non-Jew. Uke'enza kosev etaz b'sof ha'simen. Similar to this, writes to Taz at the end of the simen. This is what he writes. Nearly it appears to me. Oso haner shemad lekes ha'shivcha kedei lohadiach klei achila she'achlu. The lamp that the maidservant will light in order to wash the dishes after they ate. Lo mikri l'tzarech Yisrael. It's not considered that it was lit for the yid. Kivan shein guv ha'Yisrael nana mimenu, because it's not like the Jew himself is using that light. Ela kelim shelo mudachim. It's his dishes that get to be washed by the light. V'hi chayeves lahadichan. And it's her responsibility to wash them. And therefore, when she lights the lamp, l'tzarecha himaleka, she's lighting it for herself. U'mutar achakach Yisrael l'shtamash aner zeh. So afterwards, the Yisrael can benefit from the light, af tzarchi gufo, even for his own needs. Kivan de be'ez hadlaka saner hidlikul tzarka, because when the lamp was lit, she was doing it for herself. Umutul esayel lehashivcha gam b'hadachas akelim with neirzeh, and it's also permitted to assist the maid as she washes the dishes to this lamp. The afshem mitzadi de pimegodim lahachem ebezeh. Even though the Prima Godim is inclined to say no, he should not help. That's if the yid is going to wash the dishes himself after the maid lit the lamp. So then it looks as if she lit it for him. As opposed to this scenario, she's doing it for herself. That will be okay. So, if he's going together with the servant or maid and they light the lamp, we say that even though the non-Jew needs the light too, they're doing it for the yid. That's still considered doing it for the yid. Tzrichim lo, what's allowing to say, why don't we say it's a proof they're doing it for themselves, for the non-Jew, because the El Sebeis, we had not Sebeis. So we say, no, it's clear this is for the yid. Sefkar Chav Tes, lo melein Yehudim. It is mutter to instruct a non-Jew to move an already burning lamp. This is something that should only be done for Bnei Torah, to allow this dilma also the misrach lahakal yosem, because someone who's not a Bnei Torah might take this and then advance it and expand it and be more lenient. Sifkan lamed leilich imo, he could tell the non-Jew to go with him to take the lamp. Maybe he wants to go with the servant to draw wine from the cellar, or to bring bread, or anything like that. We don't differentiate between a candle of wax or tallow or oil lamp. It's permitted to have the non-Jew carry a burning lamp. But if he's carrying an oil lamp, it's proper to be strict and not have the non-Jew go quickly. Because if you go quickly, it's impossible to avoid the movement of the oil towards the wick or away from the wick. So if it goes away, it's kibu. If it goes closer, it's mavir. If the yid would do it himself. Therefore, don't tell the non-Jew to move quickly. Because after all, it's just moving a lamp. It's moving muksa. It's not lighting the lamp. What's allow me to say? You're only dealing with an isra muksa. Umuksa shori the tiltum in its sad. Muksa is mutter when you move indirectly. Kamosha kasav sin shinir aleph, like you're writing shinir aleph. Vekiman di boy yisrael shokile ba'atzmo ay de tiltum in its sad. So really, the yid can move the lamp himself indirectly. Gom ba'achori yodov, maybe the back of his hand, or ben atzili yodov, or by the crook of his elbow, or kiyotzbi, or anything like that. Kishamevi and Yehudi be yisrael less than ba'atzmo. If the non-Jew carries it straight up, we don't worry about that. Va'ayla come on. Seven reish ayin tes maganavam sifkan tes till the taltela sabsila ide any Yehudi kadesh lo yiganev or shlo yipaseid asur, that to have the non-Jew move the wick to keep it from being stolen or keep it from getting lost is asur. Vaktiltu kshut tzarich lo gufo, it's only movement when you need it. Vechanal besifkan lamed like we said sifkan lamed or kshut tzarich lemakomo, or you need its location, that's mutter. And because the Derech HaChaim writes this as well. So the movement is only mutter if it's not to benefit the muktzah itself. It's if I need it, I need that light, or I need its location. Siv Dalit. Im yesh ner beveis Yisrael, if there's a lamp in the Jew's home. Uba ein Yehudi behidlik ner acher. And a non-Jew comes and lights an additional lamp. You can use the light of both as long as the first lamp is still burning. But once the first lamp goes out, you can no longer use the light from the second lamp. Or if the non-Jew adds oil to a burning lamp, you could continue to use it until the original oil supply is exhausted. Also, then you can't use it anymore. The Torah says, now it's permitted to protest when the non-Jew wants to light a lamp or to add oil, because you might think you can't even discuss lighting fires even in the form of a protest. So I have to tell you, no, that's okay. It is mutter to use the light of both lamps as long as the first one is burning. What's something to say? After atai dehaner hazeh shehidlik bishvil yisrael niskadel ha'or yoser, even though now that there's a second lamp lit to benefit the yid, there's more light, so there's a benefit from that second light. So why are you allowed to use it? Afilu hachim mutter, still mutter. U'mayr kishaha yachol mitchila b'malkam hazeh kolpon lehenos kitzas. Because the case we're discussing is when the original lamp gave sufficient light to use, and therefore it's mutter when he adds a second light, because without the second light I could have continued to do what I was doing. But if you couldn't use the first light, it was insufficient light, and then he adds another light and now I can read or whatever, then it's like awesome. Look back at the end of Sivkan Chof. That it's always awesome to tell the non-Jew to light the lamp.
He's studying a Gemara. The big print, he could see with the first light. The tiny little Meforshim and Taisvis, he can't, but with the second one he can. Is he allowed to?
Cannot look at the small print. Since he cannot read the small type with the first lamp, he's not allowed to look at the small type now that there's a second lamp. Sivkan Lama Gimel, Aval V'chulu. After the first light goes out, he can't use the light of the second lamp. Let's say you had a big fire burning before Shabbos. And on Shabbos, the non-Jew comes and adds more embers to the fire for the Yid. Asur lehischamim kenegdo la'acha sheyichlo etzim rishonim. It would be asur to warm yourself by that fire after the first embers that were there beforehand burn out. The kaidim sheyichlo, before they burn out, ish lahat leisatzerach, we would allow it in a case of need. Sefkar lamadal mutu v'chulu. If he adds oil to the lamp, you're allowed to use it till the original supply is exhausted. After Aide Nesinas Hashem and Yitosefar, even though when you add oil, the light is brighter. Or if you did any other way to improve the lamp, Bishvil Yisrael, to benefit the Yid, Shadezen Yitosefar, now there's more light. After Bevadai Iser Gomer Lechat Chilet Savos Eni Hudilizet, even though it's absolutely forbidden to instruct the non-Jew to do it. Afilu Hachi Mut L'Shtamash, or it's still Mutter to use the light. Since without the aid of the non-Jew, he was able to use the original light. But again, it's only for those activities that he could do with the poor light to begin with. Anything he could not do before that he could do now, Staka can't do, it's also. Sivka Laman Hey. Umutter, and he's allowed to protest. The Staka Daya Dechanina, because you would think to say, Lahach, you have to be strict. Don't even talk about lights and anything. Don't even discuss it. So he's saying, no, you're allowed to protest.
If you're allowed to, why aren't you commanded to?
Again, you are commanded to. But he's telling us it's mutter because you would think it's also even talk about it. Mm-hmm. So he's saying, no, you can talk about it. Once he protests and he's demonstrating to the non-Jew that he's not happy with his lighting a lamp for him. Afilam achach osa hamalacha, even if he did it anyway afterwards, chashav ke'ilu osa hamalacha litzarko, we say it's as if the non-Jew is lighting it for his own use, umutla shtamash la'aro, and the Yid could benefit. Afilam hoya ner shal yisrael b'vesel, even if it was the Jew's lamp in the Jew's house. V'kolzeh kishlo ya'arim b'mechasel, but of course this is not discussing a case when you don't really mean it. When you make your protest, he has to understand that you mean business. Sukkah Namazayim. Lahadlik v'chulu. You protest, he shouldn't light the lamp. Davka keshehaner shel Yehudi. If the lamp belongs to a non-Jew. Al kshehaner shel Yisrael. If the lamp belongs to a Yid. Tzorich limchus bo. It's not just mutter to be moicha. You have to be moicha. Kesheroy yeshevotz lahadlik ner. When you see he wants to light the lamp. Or the host of Shem Yisrael will add oil. The mutter is when it's the goy's lamp. It's an absolute obligation when it's the yid's lamp. Siv hey, barotzos karois in cold lands. Mutter l'ani Yehudi la'asos medura b'shul hakatanim. It's permitted for non-Jew to make a fire to warm the children. Umutar magadam l'ischama. Once you lit it for the children, the adults can warm also. It would even be allowed for the non-Jew to light the fire to warm the adults if it's very cold. Because everyone is considered a chole, they're considered ill when it comes to cold. So just like the non-Jew, he says, a lot of light for a chole, so there's a lot of light for everyone because they're considered cholim if it's very cold. But not like those people who are lenient to let the non-Jew light the furnace on a day that isn't that frigid. In cold climates, the non-Jew can make a fire. If the same is true to light the furnace in the winter home. The adults can benefit as well. With something to say, Kiv and the Iker Naaseh b'shvil hakatanim, since the main flame was made for the children. V'chanal b'sifalaf, like we said before in sifalaf. Therefore, incidentally, the adults can benefit. Al Naaseh b'shvil shneim b'yachad, but if he's doing it for the children and the adults, poesik al Shulchan Aruch l'kamon b'simen shin chav hei sevav da asur. Shulchan Aruch says later, that would be asur. Sifkal mem mutter. So it's mutter for the gedolim if it's very cold. Well, somebody to say, I feel loma befeirish, b'shabbos asa, you tell him directly to light the fire. When it's that cold, you can tell the non-Jew directly, we need a fire in the house. Sifkar mem aleph, when it's a kor gadol, very cold. The belava, because if not, ain't derech hagadol mitzdarku kach. The adults are not so uncomfortable, so it's cold outside. What big deal? If it's very cold, that causes tzar. Sefkar men beisha hakol cholim, because everyone is considered a chole when it comes to cold. Umikomakam, however, lahasik acher mincha b'shabbes sheilu motzei shabbes osur. To have the non-Jew light up the furnace minchatan, so that the house will be warm after Shabbos is forbidden. Because the house is already warmed by boiker in the morning. They warmed the house in the morning. So it's true, by the time it's late afternoon, that fire is cooled down. It's not that cold. That will consider the person as if he's ill when confronted with that temperature. So they have to protest if the non-Jew comes. So the Hasik Oid Anachas says, "Come, not eat any more wood to the fire until after the stars are out." Umikomalkam, however, Hakol Toli Lefi Akor Lefi Besachor. It really depends on the cold and on the winter house, how insulated it is, basically, and it may be frigid by afternoon. So it depends. You can't say a blanket rule. Sifkar Mem Gimel Eitzel Hakor. Everyone's considered a chayla when it comes to cold. V'tzorach Lahachin Mibod Yom Hapechamim Shemuzumanim B'Shabbos Afnei Any Yehudi. Now the Yid should make sure that the coals are prepared before Shabbos for the non-Jew. Because it's also on Shabbos for the Yid to move them and prepare them for the Goy. Not like those people who will have the non-Jew put on the fire when it's not that cold. But still we can't protest. Because if they're going to do it anyway, better they should do it b'shoigig than b'mezid. Sifkat memhe she'ein hakar gadol. If it's not that cold, don't do it. V'alkoponim yizarush lo lormelo b'shabbos lahasik o lasos hamadura. Certainly on Shabbos he shouldn't instruct the non-Jew to light the stove or to make a fire. Ela yiktsivu imo b'kablonis. This is something you should arrange to pay him in advance. She'yasik lo kol yimos hacharif b'eish yakar. That you pay him a fee that all winter long, when it's a cold day, come and light the furnace. Then if the non-Jew shows up and it's not that cold, after the harv the kilo osimi daito, perhaps we look at it as if he does it on his own. He will not have to leave the house. Now the notes bring what happens when it's warm outside, so you have the air conditioning running, and the temperature changes, and now it's freezing. And you want the air conditioning to be shut down, because everyone's freezing from the air conditioning. So it brings a truth for Moshe, they could tell non-Jew, since HaKol Cholim, it's a Sina, people get sick from the cold, you could tell them to shut down the air conditioning or adjust it so that it won't keep blowing. He says in Beis HaKnesses, he's more hesitant to be Mekel, because you could daven someplace else, daven in a different room, you have to daven in that room. I guess it has to be, see the scenario, if people are going to be there and they're not going to leave, then you can talk and construct them there too. The definition of kor godol, what is really cold? He quotes Chacham B'tzion Abba Shaul, Chuvasot Tzion, it's when the water freezes outside. It's got to be below freezing. Or Chashukha says it's hard to machria, what's called kor godol. You can't make a darm. Right? People have to realize, not everyone's the same either. Not everyone's the same when it comes to cold. The question in the reverse, what about when it's hot? What about it's hot and you want the non-Jew to turn on the air conditioning, turn on the fans? So there are poskim who say you're allowed to tell a non-Jew to do that too, because people might get sick from too much heat. People don't have air conditioning. We know stories, you know, in heat waves, they could be also, could be deadly. So that's also an element of chayla. So if someone is too warm, that could also be an element of chayla that you'll have the non-Jew turn on the air conditioning or the fans to cool it down. So the bottom line is, the extremes of temperature, we have to be careful with. Extremes have to be careful with. And once we're a chayla, then we can tell the non-Jew to take care of it to prevent the chayla.